Our topic for today is relief for negativity and judgment. When you think about negativity and judgment, your first thought might be about other people. It's those other people that are so negative, those other people who are in judgment. Today, you must consider that negativity that you are allowing to run through your own mind. Negativity can become a habit. Without realizing it, your thoughts may frequently go into fear, worry, or doubt, or judgment of another person. The ego represents the part of your mind that loves to judge everything. It is the part of your mind that has accepted the idea that you are separate from God. It has also accepted the idea that everyone is separate from God. This part of your mind is committed to the idea of separation. It will do everything it can to convince you that you or someone else is not whole. In order to keep your attention, it will barrage you with insolvable problems, circumstances, and other people that will validate or mirror your unhealed beliefs back to you. Here's an example. Let's say that you believe that other people take advantage of you. If you're convinced that this is true, then other people will show up and validate to you that you are right. As part of our example, let's say that a loved one has a habit of placing burdens on you that they could easily take care of themselves. The moment another burden is placed on you, you'll be tempted to go straight to your belief and validate it. This cause and effect relationship of holding a belief and then assigning other people to mirror it to you is fueling your negativity, your desire to judge, and your need to be right. A Course in Miracles asks if you'd rather be right or happy. Whenever you hold a negative belief, other people will always show up to mirror it to you. Then when they play the role you have assigned to them, you will judge them for it. This can happen many times a day. If you believe you live in an unsafe world, you will turn on the TV just when the news anchor is describing the latest crimes, accidents, and murders. You'll be tempted to shake your head and reinforce your belief all over again. If you believe the economy is getting worse, then the next person you see is likely to share with you how they lost their job. If you're worrying about your business, then it wouldn't be surprising if one of your biggest clients suddenly decides to go elsewhere. If you have a belief that you don't have enough money, then you'll get to be right when it comes time to pay your rent or your mortgage. Being right about your beliefs can be painful and scary. This cycle of projecting your beliefs and then validating your projection is holding you in a pattern of negativity and judgment. It's like you're sitting in a movie theater and the movie that is playing is being scripted in your mind. The movie you see, no matter how painful it is not going to change until your thoughts and beliefs are healed. Fortunately, it is not required that you heal your own thoughts. A Course in Miracles says that your thoughts must be healed by one who knows no error. You are asked to turn it over to God and come to Him just as you are. His love and wisdom will heal all the errors in your mind so you can enjoy the happiness that He wills for you. You may not feel that you're all that negative, but think of this. If someone calls you and says, "I need to talk to you," is your first thought one of worry or joyful anticipation? If you're in traffic and you're running late for an appointment, is your first thought one of peace because you trust God with every situation, or do you worry that you won't make it on time? If someone at work imposes a project on you, is your first thought one of peace because you trust that God's will is your happiness, or do you anticipate a negative experience and get frustrated or angry? Everything you see is the reflection of your thoughts and beliefs. If you want to have a happy outcome, you will need to ask for the healing of your thoughts. God is pure love, and love will never impose itself on you. This is why you must invite your higher wisdom to heal your thoughts. Otherwise, without an invitation, it would be attacking your mind. In the meantime, there are things that you can do to help your situation. Here's an example. Let's say you have a belief that someone in your family is irresponsible, and time after time they have proven you are right. The next time they show up in an irresponsible way, you will need to pause, and before you judge them, and before you decide that you are right about them, you'll need to be willing to see them differently, to actually see them as if they do not have a past, to release them from the role that you have assigned to them, the label that you have given them. This is harder than it sounds because you'll be tempted to judge them for how irresponsible they are, and you'll reinforce your belief. If you're willing to see this person as whole, capable, respectful, caring, and responsible, right in that moment of witnessing their irresponsible act, this doesn't mean that you will ignore their behavior. You can always ask about how to respond and what to do. The biggest thing is to not go back to your belief and reinforce it again and again. You are the creator of the world that you see. You are the writer. You are the director. You are the casting agent, the producer, and also the starring role. Whatever you decide, you will get to be right. Do you want to be right or happy? It is challenging to see someone differently because you still have the hurts and the wounds from your past experiences. These negative charges that you are carrying from the past will convince you that your judgment is right and necessary. You will use your judgment to help you defend against more pain. I call these negative charges bear traps. It's as if you've stepped into a bear trap in the past, and the pain is still with you. Once you release the negative charges from the past, it will be easier for you to see the other person as whole and complete, even when they are not showing it to you. Go ahead and tune into that one person, the one you are judging in a negative way. Allow the details to come forward, along with all the frustrations this person has caused you. Begin tapping over your heart and repeat after me. I am aware that I have been judging this person as less than whole. I am willing to forgive myself. I release all my negative feelings and emotions. Let's go to the other side of the chest. If I ever decided that this person has altered me or has caused me pain, I am determined to release my judgments and see them differently. Let's go to the center of the chest. I want peace instead of my judgment. Let's go up to the top of the head. I want happiness in the place of my resentment. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I release the past. I am willing to free us both that we may be in peace. Let's pause for a moment, taking a long, deep breath, allowing yourself to lay down all the judgments, the labels, the experiences, the patterns, everything that you have seen to convince you of what you are seeing, to convince you that your judgment is correct. The light of God is within this person. They are still whole, complete, and loved. And what you see in them is a collection of your beliefs. But if you will lay the beliefs down, the truth of their identity will be shown to you in such a way that all of your experiences, all of your relationships will begin to heal and transform. Let's tap once again over the heart. I am willing to see this person differently. I am willing to refrain from judging them and to stop judging myself. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Every time I judge another person, I am denying the light of God within them and within myself. I am one with them. Let's go to the side of the left hand. I am learning that I am always choosing between innocence and guilt. Whenever I see guilt in another person, I am reaffirming guilt within myself. I am one with this person, and I am one with God. Let's go up on top of the head. The worst I see in another person is the best I will know within myself. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I want to see their light, their innocence, and the greatness that God created within them. Let's go to the side of the eye. I ask for the vision to see beyond this situation and past the appearance. I want to see the light and the truth and the innocence of who they are. Let's pause again, taking a long, deep, cleansing breath, feeling your shoulders relax, any remaining tension releasing from the body. In A Course in Miracles, it reminds us in Lesson 121 that forgiveness is acquired. It is not inherent in the mind, which cannot sin. As sin is an idea you taught yourself, forgiveness must be learned by you as well, but from a teacher other than yourself, who represents the other self in you. Through him, you learn of how to forgive the self you think you made, and you let it disappear. Today, you can join me in the decision to stop judging. You can begin by practicing for one whole day. It may not sound like much, but when you practice, you'll see that it's very challenging to try to go for one whole day without judging other people or situations, or even yourself. Try to keep from judging everything around you. Be willing to see other people without a past. You will need to let go of the story that you have about them, the story you have about yourself. It's time to lay this script down. If you see or hear anything that tempts you to go into negativity or judgment, pause and say this to yourself. Decide for me, and it is done. In A Course in Miracles, it says that his decisions are reflections of what God knows about you, and in this light, error of any kind becomes impossible. Let's pause again, taking a long, deep breath. As you exhale, releasing all judgment, all need to judge, all need to be right, and as you leave this space for God himself, then you can be shown another way to see this person, another way to look at your situation, such that the life that you know becomes healed and restored. Let's tap on the side of the left hand. I release all remaining judgment. Dear God, help me to release my judgments. Remind me of the light that you created within every person as they are one with me. Let's go over the top of the heart. I release all the pain, all the hurts, all the frustrations, all the irritations that I have experienced in the past. I am willing to release the past and to leave a space for you to heal my mind and restore it to peace. Let's pause and take another deep breath. as we join in this final prayer together. Dear God, we come to you today as we remember and as we are learning that our judgments are blocking the light from our own awareness. Whoever it is that we are judging today, we are willing to forgive ourselves. Will you please give us the wisdom and the strength to see past our judgments and to understand that everything we see with our eyes is the effect of our thoughts and beliefs. These other people that are showing up in a way that is annoying or frustrating or even makes us angry, they are actually playing the role that we have assigned to them. Today, let us lay the script down that we could see them completely in the light and the innocence of what you created. We are willing to leave a space for you where all of our unhealed thoughts could be healed and restored. We join together in a knowingness that you are always with us, and if we will leave a space for you, that we can have miracles in the place of all of our grievances. Help us to stop judging. Help us to put down our negativity. Help us to stop expecting the worst to happen. Today, we expect only a happy outcome in everything we do. We are willing to stop deciding against your will for our happiness. Thy will be done. Amen. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.